You're listening to SBS News.
United States President-elect Joe Biden has criticised Donald Trump's administration for falling behind in its promise to swiftly vaccinate the population. December has been the deadliest month of the pandemic for the US, with record numbers of deaths, but Mr. Biden warns the coming months could be even tougher. With some 2 million people inoculated so far, the Democrat has flagged more spending to boost vaccination rates when he takes office.
The effort to distribute and administer the vaccine is not progressing as it should. A few weeks ago, the Trump administration suggested that 20 million Americans could be vaccinated by the end of December. With only a few days left in December, we've only vaccinated a few million so far. And the pace of the vaccination program is moving now, if it continues to move as it is now. It's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people.
U.S. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has become the second high-profile American from an ethnic minority background to be inoculated. The Black and Asian American woman received Moderna's COVID-19 shot live on television in a bid to increase confidence in the vaccine. The Biden team is encouraging vaccination among non-white groups who have been particularly affected by the pandemic. Speaking from a hospital in a predominantly black neighborhood of Washington, Ms. Harris urged communities to seek trusted sources of help.
We have hospitals and medical centers and clinics like this all over the country who are staffed by people who understand the community, who often come from the community, and who administer all year round trusted health care. And so I want to remind people that right in your community is where you can take the vaccine, where you will receive the vaccine by folks you may know, folks who otherwise are working in the same hospital where your children were born.
Belarus and Argentina have become the first countries after Russia to begin mass vaccinations using the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine. It sparked international concern as late-stage studies on the vaccine's safety and efficacy are still ongoing. Russia approved the shot in August, despite only testing it on a few dozen people, while Belarus has granted approval after testing 100 volunteers. Argentine Health Minister Ginés González García has hailed the move as the first 300,000 doses are administered around the country.
My fear and the fear of the government was that the countries in the first world would begin vaccinating, and because we're far away, because we have fewer economic resources, because we're far from the centres of power, we wouldn't be able to do it in the same way or at the same time. I think this is an achievement for all Argentines.
The United Kingdom's health system is under extreme pressure as the number of people in hospital soars past April's peak. The UK has once again surpassed its coronavirus record, reporting over 53,000 daily infections, a day after reaching 40,000 cases for the first time. Doctors warn the strain on hospitals is likely to worsen over coming weeks as people infected over Christmas become sicker. A trustee at the College of Paramedics, Will Broughton, told Sky News some hospitals are full and emergency helplines are receiving record call numbers.
Control room staff are having to make incredibly difficult decisions to decide who gets an ambulance and in what order, quite often with huge numbers of people waiting for ambulances and they have nobody left to send.
Iran has begun human trials of its first domestically produced coronavirus vaccine. The Middle East's hardest hit country is finding it difficult to import vaccines from overseas due to US sanctions. Sattard, a conglomerate controlled by Iran's supreme leader, says production of its vaccine is at 1.5 million doses per month and could be boosted to 12 million doses. Iranian Health Minister Saeed Namaki says the first shots have been tested on officials and the daughter of the conglomerate's head.
This was a message to the Iranian people that we already believe in what we will be injecting into our people. And if there are any complications, all of us and our families will accept them willingly.
Israel is celebrating the milestone of 500,000 people vaccinated against COVID-19, 9 days after starting the program. The nation has one of the world's highest per capita vaccination rates, with more Israelis inoculated than have caught the virus. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has labelled his country the world's champion in vaccinations.
These are the 500,000 and the 500,001 people who have been vaccinated. It warms the heart to see the citizens of Israel join to help the citizens of Israel. And first of all, the older stepping out from the dark into the light, from darkness to a great light. And this is what is happening right now.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.